Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, podcast is uploaded just moments after the show goes off the air. As always, our Periscope is streaming live right now on the Facebook and the Twitter accounts. You can go check out fanrunradio.com for a lot of great stories about Tennessee baseball, football, and a little bit of basketball along the way. Check out some of the newest recruits there. Soon coming up today, we will be putting up our preview for the Tennessee and Vanderbilt baseball series coming up this weekend from Knoxville. Logan Quinn put together some great stuff to get you ready for the series. And speaking of that name right there, coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes, we will be joined by our own Logan Quinn right here on the show, like we are every Friday at this time, to talk about the series. We're going to get you ready for the game. And I got to say this real quick before he jumps on. Logan has nailed, and I've gone back and done the research, he's nailed his last four straight Friday predictions. It's truly spectacular. Last week, to start out the Florida series, he said on Friday, in this game, 1-5. Then he said the week before that in Alabama, he said, hey, I wouldn't be surprised to see Tennessee lose the first game but take the next two. Before that, he said on Friday, 1-3, wins the LSU game. Boom, done. He has nailed them. It's actually incredibly impressive.
Maybe he should be called Logstradamus.
Logstradamus.
It's his new name.
We will be joined by him coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get his prediction for Friday. We'll see if we can make it a fifth time in a row. Hopefully, he gives us a win. Hopefully, he does. But guys, that being said, also, last but not least, go ahead and download the Fan Run Radio app. Free to download, either app store, all you need to know. Gentlemen, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on deck. You guys ready to roll? We're 1 hour from the weekend.
We're vibing. Excited. We're vibing.
Friday gang.
All right, so looking at the news wire, we've jumped around to a lot of places coming up today. One quick thing that you will want to know about: A pair of four-star twin brothers from just outside of Nashville will be announcing their collegiate destination for football coming up later today. Looks like they will be choosing between Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisville, and Virginia. Keep that on your radar. We'll see how that goes. I don't know if people feel good right now about the overall feeling about them coming here to Tennessee. This is Keaton Wade and Destin Wade. Again, a pair of four-star brothers from just outside of the Nashville area. But keep your eye on it. We will have to see as Tennessee landed their first two recruits of the class as they announced those last 2 days. Not a lot to get you fired up about, the football team, but it's going to be a drag.
We have to care. Who cares? No, we do not. I am tired of forcing myself to care about a program that does not care about the fans, and I don't think I'm the only one. I know I'm not the only
one. It's getting harder.
I think I speak for a large portion of the fan base when I say this. Tennessee football, I'm not going to say it's dead to me yet, but it's damn near close.
Understand. Why are you so mad?
Dude, we were just having a great Friday.
And then you just went off on this little rant. We were having a beautiful day. We were singing, vibing. DMX was playing.
Yeah.
And you're just going to take it here?
Oh,
I blame
it easy, man.
I blame Rick for bringing up Tennessee football. It's an involuntary it's an involuntary reaction.
Can we just make it a new Friday rule? No football no football Fridays.
Was that girl in the room?
She's always in the room.
It's hard to get excited right now, but I love them anyway. They're third on our care about list right now. We got baseball and basketball that are just in a much, much better place. Baseball cares about the fans.
Yeah.
Wow, if you're going to get – I don't want to talk football. You scare me with that.
I mean, you just got so football. Aggressive out of nowhere.
Sorry.
No.
You don't have to apologize for
You're hot with the drops today.
They're so on point.
He check.
On fire. You're Jimmer Fredette right now.
Chance is playing make it take it. We have not touched the ball in a long time.
Keep feeding me the rock, fellas. Keep feeding me the rock.
The thing about the football program right now, and look, it's not their fault, but boy are they behind. And it is so tough to get things going. It is so tough to get the ball rolling. It's they're just behind. It is so hard to wrap these things up. Again, keep your eye out if you are interested in this news coming up later today. But other than that, Tennessee gets on the practice field tomorrow. It's about all we have right now. People want another quarterback, and that's about it. People want to know some of the other big storylines. We'll keep you updated with those. But until then, yeah.
There's been some rumors floating around about the quarterback. Just rumors, but rumors that we're interested in Joe Milton, the Michigan guy.
No. A name that is in the transfer portal right now? Absolutely.
Brandon, would that be enough to make you not sad and angry?
No.
Just take it like normal?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I want the program to stop being an embarrassment to the entire university, to the entire state.
Yeah. Wow. Burner, what are you going to do? You know.
Entire state.
You want the happiest part of your year with the team to not come in the offseason. I think that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of legitimately think about it. The happiest time that I was
is the build
around
up.
The Tennessee football program last year was during the build-up to the season and during the 1 week in recruiting where things went ballistic last year at the beginning of the summer. Two most exciting parts of the team.
When those money bags getting handed out.
Yeah, and then the story coming out as well. You know, that was
first
exciting.
Half against Georgia was the most exciting football we played in like a decade.
Oh, my God, we're playing so bad. How are we still in this? Wow.
It's just like, man, I was out there at halftime calling my dad like, Dad, we might actually be good. Did you see that? We got the goal line stand.
Oh, man.
Smoke and mirrors.
Then just 2 hours later, John's so mad, he's just driving back to Knoxville that night. Like, I'm just in Athens alone.
I remember that y'all were there.
Sad.
Oh, no.
Did he leave you?
We didn't ride together because I worked the night before and had to drive down that morning.
Gotcha.
But
he was ready to go.
He was just ready to go. Done. He stayed in like a Best Western with my cousin and like seven of her friends.
Wow. That's an interesting party at the Best Western right there.
It was a weird, weird place.
Flipping gears.
Most Best Westerns are.
To the court. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show today. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, one of the biggest news drops of the offseason so far. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, originally in the 2022 class, winds up reclassifying to the 2021 class and will be a graduate, a high school graduate this spring. He will be heading to Tennessee, and this is massive. 6'9" forward from Tennessee, who attended Scotland Campus Prep in Pennsylvania, Huntley Hatfield will move to number 19 in the ESPN 100 for 2021. This moves Tennessee up to the number 2 recruiting class. But, you know, and I feel great that we don't even really need to just look at the recruiting class to get excited about these players. You look at the talent. You look at what they're going to bring to the table. And, yeah, I think you start to get excited about this season. Now, granted, you've seen some of the skeptics on Twitter. You've seen them on the internet. You've heard them as well. I have no doubt about that. Because ultimately, what this needs to do is it needs to continue to hold us and hold the team accountable to the correct expectations that should be here at Tennessee. There's a lot of conversation around, hey, how good is Rick Barnes at recruiting versus how good at Rick Barnes at building a team and winning, especially when it comes to the postseason. I do believe that those two paths can absolutely merge. And again, like we talked about it yesterday, you're in a new chapter of this Rick Barnes era at Tennessee, in my opinion. But at the same time, man, the pressure will be on. I mean, if you didn't think that going into the 2019 season with Grand Admiral as seniors that the pressure wasn't on, you'd be mistaken. If you didn't think that last year there was high expectations, even in the middle of a COVID year, from the Tennessee fan base, you'd be mistaken. And next year should be an even bigger continuation of that. But you got to imagine that the team is prepared for that, that they're stepping up to the challenge. Either way, you will have to continue to, well, I shouldn't even say continue, but you absolutely do have to show progress that you have not shown recently later on in the season in game play. But until then, things are rolling right now, and hopefully all signs are pointing to that becoming a reality of a development.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, you've got the pieces. You've got everything you need. You just have to put it all together and go out and prove it. You got to prove it to the fans. And I mean, like, I don't think anybody's calling for Barnes. Nobody was calling for Barnes to be fired after this year, but there was a lot of disappointment. You've brought in an outstanding recruiting class. You've filled your coaching staff after the departures. Now you've got to go out and you've got to win games. You've got to prove it in the tournament. And credit to Barnes for bringing in this recruiting class and these highly touted players. But I mean, he did it last year, but you've got to have some kind of success in the tournament eventually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Pressure is going to continue to rise. Expectations are going to continue to rise, but hey, talent level has as well. We'll be right back. Mission trying to find, but at least it's triple N. We sit below the Marlboro Man. All right, here we go. 11:17 a.m. right here on the Blitz on Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 a.m. We head over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines because it is a Friday. It is just a little bit past 11 a.m., which means Logan Quinton of FanRunRadio.com is on with us right now. Good morning, Logan. How are we doing today?
I am doing great. Much like Liam Spence, I hopped up out of bed and turned my swag on because I am ready to get this thing rolling today.
Oh, my God. You love to hear it. You love to hear it. How jacked up are you on a scale from 1 to 10? And what would you say? Like, this is arguably the biggest series in Knoxville in what, 2-3 decades?
Yeah, easily. And I'm ready to book it down as you know, in history, really, because I mean,
yeah, I mean, you've been you've said in 30 years, you've said the biggest series in 30
no,
years,
this
like
is
three
the biggest
times this year. This show, what's bigger? What happened 30? Yeah. What series was 30 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard 30. I heard somebody said 30.
I mean,
and I was
like,
oh,
I just don't
want
to disrespect the history of the years that we like were good. I don't know enough about
this
it
is
to
the
know
biggest
if we
series
had a bigger series
that Tennessee has had.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I was the size of a baseball 30 years ago, so. I mean, I really can't. You can look up the stats and everything, but really, for a fair comparison, you know, in my lifetime, there's not been anything bigger. And I was looking at this, Rick. I think this is the biggest matchup, period, on campus going back to, what was it, 2019, the basketball team hosting number 4 Kentucky and that big upset. Or I can't remember the odds on that game, but, I mean, we won by, like, 19, 20 points.
The Admiral dunk. The buzzer.
I mean, it's probably the biggest matchup on campus.
It's funny you mentioned that
because a couple of years
we literally talked about that yesterday on the show. We were trying to say, when in recent history, how many times have there really been a top five matchup of this kind of proportion here in Knoxville? And again, we got to that same game. We got all the way back to Tennessee, Oklahoma in football. But ultimately, yep. You have not seen something that's even in the sense of top three with an SEC East first place marking on the line, with potentially first place in the conference, maybe even on the line. This is just with every potential point of emphasis on the line.
Absolutely. And it's the first time that both these programs are going to be ranked inside the top five going against each other. History is at stake here. I couldn't be more excited. Seems like we're coming out of the pandemic. You know, things are opening up. I know that UT released late yesterday or sometime yesterday that there's going to be some more tickets available. That's going to be big. Man, it's going to feel like a true environment there tonight. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Let's get into some of these matchups and looking at some of the biggest storylines heading into this game. One of the brief conversations that we have started with on the show today is obviously looking at their two pitchers. You have Kumar Rocker and Jackson Leiter. Talk a little bit about what Tennessee is going to be facing when they look at both of these guys. And I don't know if you got a chance to hear from it. I'm sure you might have. Yesterday, Tony Vitello talked to Russell and Bear on the drive, where he actually talked a little bit about what they're preparing going into the series this weekend. And he said this quote: "Our entire focus right now is getting to know our opponent, our starter, and their starter will face on Friday. We are more familiar with Rocker because we faced him once. He's also trained here in town a little bit, so our guys have bumped into him before." Now, again, I'm not taking that as, you know, he feels overconfident or anything, but he is saying, hey, we're a little bit more familiar. What are your thoughts about Tennessee's matchup with these two pitchers on the horizon?
No, I think that's true. I mean, I don't know if that gives them a leg up, so to speak, but he's right. I mean, and baseball is a sport where if you can pick up on the littlest things in terms of what a pitcher is doing on the mound, a grip that you pick up on, his tendencies, that can be huge. And absolutely, the guys that Tennessee has on the roster with playing with Rocker in the past, working out with him in the past, that can pay dividends. The biggest thing for me is looking at Rocker's performance last week against Georgia. Obviously, he got rocked a little bit, and the key there was the approach from the Georgia bats. They laid off of his slider. Nobody can hit it, so their coaching staff said, hey, look, let's just lay off it. Let's put our bats on our shoulders and force him to challenge us, and it worked. They hit three home runs off of him. He had only given up two home runs in his career prior to that. So it's got to be a chess match because Tennessee is very patient at the plate. But they still get on base and they create runs and opportunities. So it's going to be an ultimate chess match. And then you've got Leiter. Good news for you, Rick. When you talk about these two guys,
oh yeah, I
no
know
doubt
you're
about
going.
It.
Yep,
the Texas Rangers are going to have a chance at one of these guys. I don't know if they get them. They've got their eyes on Jordan Lawler, a Dallas prep. Another Rick Butler reference here. He's out of a Dallas prep high school, shortstop. It's going to be huge. Either way you slice it, these guys are two of the top three picks in this upcoming draft. It'll be the first time, if that happens, it'll be the first time since 2011 two guys from the same school got drafted in the top three picks. It was UCLA, Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer. So these guys, they're lights out. Sheesh. I mean, they've combined for 97 innings, 157 strikeouts, and only 13 earned runs. So Tennessee has their work cut out for them.
Logan, we know that going into this matchup with these two pitchers, Tennessee is going to obviously have to overproduce a little bit, but also stick to their own game. We talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the show, maybe a little bit of the mindset that Tennessee needs to have at the plate, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because we said that, well, yes, you know, you do want to be aggressive with pitchers like this, right? You do not want to let them sit back and get in a rhythm and just let them absolutely go to town. But at the same time, Tennessee does, in my opinion, still want to stick to their game, right? And a lot of the times, their game is working the count, is not taking that first pitch, is, man, really just kind of sending these pitchers into a little bit longer of duels. What is the strategy that you think that Tennessee will be using at the plate? And do you think it's any bit different than what we've typically seen from them this year? Again, a little bit more maybe of a methodical team at the plate.
No, I don't expect them to change much at all, really, in terms of the approach. Like I said, I mean, they are the top of the league in the country in terms of getting on base, walks. They led the SEC in walks forever until Arkansas, the other night, they played Pine Bluff, and Pine Bluff walked them like a dozen times or something, but just something ridiculous. But the balls get on base. They create opportunities. They're very patient at the plate, and I don't expect that to change, especially coming off, like I said, Rocker's performance at Georgia. They saw that, hey, that type of approach worked. But now the ball is in Vandy's court. Like, it's on Rocker. Okay, do I take the same approach, or do I expect Tennessee to do like Georgia and lay back and sit on that slide, or just, you know, lay off of it? Like I said, it's going to be a chess match tonight, an absolute chess match. I expect the first run through the lineup to be kind of a filling out period. Because that type of approach, if you're Tony Vitello, it's going to heavily depend on what kind of calls you're getting at the plate. When you got that kind of slider kind of nipping the strike zone and how funky it looks and everything. So, but I don't expect, in whole, I don't expect Tennessee to change their approach at all at the plate.
Logan, with the big series this weekend versus Vandy, you know, we talk about this is the biggest series in Tennessee baseball history, and I'm here with you, too, especially in my lifetime, too. We talked about earlier in the first hour, me and Brandon went back and forth and was like, you know, this team is now a contender, like a legitimate contender. I think I talked about that with you last week. But if they were to take this series, do you think this puts the rest of the nation on notice? Like, they're a contender, but, like, does this put everybody on notice that Tennessee, Coach Vitello, they're a powerhouse to be reckoned with, and they're here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're right. There is a small – minority out there that probably, you know, keeps doubting or you know, they're like, hey, I want to see it first. I want to get to Omaha. If it's a Vols fan,
Omaha,
they're like,
yeah,
get to Omaha, and then we'll be a fan, or then we'll believe. And it's, man, I can't describe to you, like, the progress Vitello has made in the past year and a half, past couple weeks, really the whole time he's been here. And they're for real. And it's funny you mention that, because, like, D1 baseball, even though, like, they've been climbing the rankings, they've still, for the longest time, they picked them to lose. They do these picks every weekend, not just game by game, but, hey, who's going to take the series? They picked Tennessee to drop a series, like, 3 weeks in a row or something. So, like, you're right. Even though they're climbing the rankings, teams – or, excuse me, prognosticators, fans alike are – still have a little bit of doubt, you know? So I think this will put it all to rest. Absolutely.
Yeah, Logan, I think a lot of people think that Tennessee might just be on a little bit of a hot streak right now and maybe are not an actual contender for Omaha. But back to the series this weekend, who are some key players for Tennessee in this series this weekend against Vandy?
I think for the most part, your studs are going to keep doing what they do, like Liam Spence. Man, this guy's on a tear. He keeps raking. He will likely lead the league, if not the country, in hit. He keeps that lineup turning. But I think the key will be guys who, you know, have slow starts to the season, like Connor Pavloni, Max Ferguson. We saw Max Ferguson go 4-for-4. He was a triple shy of the cycle in the midweek game against Western Carolina on Tuesday. If he starts hitting like that, if he can just be a 275 hitter, you know, because he still gets on base enough, you know, that's going to take Tennessee over the edge. And then you got Connor Pavloni, who is great defensively. He's still trying to find his way at the plate. He got his first home run against Florida Sunday. He's got pop. It's just a matter of showing it live in games. If guys like that show up. And then you have Liam Spence and Drew Gilbert making clutch plays, and Evan Russell, Jake Rucker doing their thing. I mean, that's really going to set them over the edge.
Logan, when we talk about Vandy, obviously, you know, the talk immediately goes to their pitching staff with Rocker and Leiter. But You know, what about this lineup? I know there was a lot of turnover from last year to this year, but how do you think, you know, our pitching staff matches up with their guys?
It's going to be interesting because Vandy, don't get me wrong, like they have sluggers on the team, but it's not like an LSU where they're just trying, you know, they have so many guys just trying to go oppo with power or knock it over the fence. They can do that, but for the most part, their approach is trying to find gaps. They're athletic guys, contact hitters. The lineup's filling. That's why they lead in like almost every statistical category on offense, like average,
yeah.
OPS, all
this
those was, things.
This is a stacked team, not necessarily an overperforming team, and that's why they're in the top five.
Right, right. But what's interesting is that like tonight, Chad Dallas going on the bump. He's a fly ball pitcher. We saw him give up 3 home runs last Friday, but it didn't matter because they were all solo. And Dallas knows how to pitch. Like, he's not going to challenge guys with guys on base. He's going to change his approach a little bit. So with the approach of Vandy not trying to hit the ball out of the park, you know, half the time, I'm interested to see how Dallas works with that. I think he has a very good chance of performing well. If we get 7 innings out of Dallas, Tennessee is absolutely going to have a chance to win tonight. But a key player to keep an eye on for Vandy is freshman Enrique Bradfield Jr. He's an outfielder that has stolen 21 of 22 bases. That leads the league. That's kind of their bread and butter. He's their X factor. Like, they do damage on the bases just like Tennessee. So watch out for him. And the rest of the lineup really doesn't matter because they're all good. Like I said, they're athletic guys. Their contact hitters. It's going to come down to like Dallas trusting the defense behind him,
sure,
and Dallas getting that strikeout count up and keeping the ball in the park.
Logan, we can, man, I wish we had more time here on these Fridays to continue the conversation. We can even do so on Twitter a little bit so the people can hear a little bit more information about this game coming up today. But I was telling the guys right before you had jumped on the show, I believe we're on about a four game streak with when it comes to the predictions, and I've already listed them out. We won't need to do it again. It's impressive as it gets. What are your thoughts towards not only this game tonight, but this weekend as a whole?
Well, full disclosure, I do not have much of a feel for this game, but
that's what I expect you to say when you're on a four game win streak.
With that said, hey, I'm going to keep shooting.
Okay,
and you know what? I'm going to go back a few steps. I'm going to lean over like Luka Doncic and hit a game winner right here.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm predicting an exact score and an exact winner. Tennessee is going to take Friday night. They're going to take it tonight 5-4. That leaves Sunday, at least Sunday open for the series. That's my prediction.
Logstradamus.
You heard it here first. One more time, what is the score?
5-4, Vols.
5-4, Tennessee. You can check it out tonight. Logan, this is not your only radio appearance today. If I'm not mistaken, you are on the gauntlet. Is that correct?
I've got a double hitter today. That's correct.
My God. When can we hear you next?
I'll be on the drive with Russ and Bear, I think around 3:30. So plug in, tune in, check us out around that time, and we'll talk some more about the Vols matchup with the Commodores tonight.
Logan, don't take no crap from those idiots in the afternoon either.
Yeah, a bunch of dullards.
Yeah, I feel a little insecure going over there. Is there anything I should prep for?
They're smooth brains.
Like Brandon said, don't take no crap from them, especially the bear. You know, he likes to growl, but, you know, he's just a big teddy bear. You go in there and you make your presence felt because you're from the Blitz.
Yeah, let him know that you are with us. Make sure they know.
I'll tell him a thing or two.
We claim. Logan, my friend, thank you so much for your time, as always. Hey, have fun with the weekend. I know we certainly will try to as well. We'll talk soon, and we'll certainly be listening for you today in the 3 o'clock hour right there on the drive. Thanks, my friend.
Appreciate it, fellas.
You can catch him on Twitter at LDQ Sports. You can go find him right there. Look, I one of those things. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I know they listen to our show. I know they take a lot of the ideas and the content that we have. I know that they wanted our guests. I'm just happy that it's at least a guy that we are happy to put on a pedestal, Logan Quinn. But, yeah, they're stealing.
This hour and that interview with Logan Quinn brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. That's right, our friends at FanDuel. You know it. We've all had that dream. Charlie has. Brandon has. Rick, I have. Yeah. Tie game. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences. Because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And it only gets better from there, people. Once you have an account, you'll have access to same-game parlay insurance all season long. That's up to $25 back in site credit each day. If your same-game parlay bet fails, one leg short, this way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app, so simple to use. They have all the great odds on all different betting markets, unique, and also fun bet types like the same-game parlay, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win with FanDuel, they will pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you want to get in on some of the diamond action tonight, we got a couple games coming up this afternoon. Atlanta Braves play the Cubs. The Braves have been hot. I know you've been watching Ronald Acuna. He's leading the majors right now in homers. They come in as a 1.5-point favorite. I also like this afternoon's matchup against my Reds taking on the Cleveland Indians tonight at 7 o'clock. The Reds come in as a 1.5-point underdog. I say take the points, take the runs with the Reds. But, you know, you bet the way you want to. This way, though, you can combine multiple bets, same game parlay. All you have to do, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code BLITZ to get in on the action. That's right, FanDuel Sportsbook app, promo code BLITZ. As always, you must be 21 or older and present in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for more details. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Yes, sir. And with that being said, Chance, let's bust our ass and get over to the breaking news desk. It's a big one for a second day in a row.
I love it. I will play the short one today.
Yes, sir. I mean, massive news.
We're finally getting them during our show. This is great.
You're going to get the news in just 1 second. It's coming up. It's big news. It's revolutionary. It is the Incredible Folk. Yes, that's right. John Fulkerson has announced via his own Twitter that he will be back in Knoxville, back on the Tennessee basketball team for a 6th year of eligibility. The marathon man, he will be taking advantage of the NCAA now allowing this extra year of eligibility due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It doesn't matter how we got here. The fact of the matter is that we're here. We are here. This team is locked and loaded for next year. This was one of the big pieces, right? We certainly talked about the other big story of the recruiting world this offseason, and that was, who are you going to get? But the other side of the coin was, can you get that one guy to stay? Arguably the heartbeat of the team. Him and Pons did so much to carry the team last year, being the two most prominent guys on the team. So can you get him back? You know that Pons, unfortunately, his career is gone, and we wish him the best. But can you get Fulkerson back? And today we answer that question. It is yes. Yes, yes, yes. Huge news. What's your immediate reaction, Brandon?
I think it's big for next year's team. Gives you a senior leader, a guy that's been around the program, knows what's expected to kind of help lead these young guys along. And also, good for Fulkerson. I mean, I think the way that last season ended with him not being able to play, it just would have left a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
To have Fulkerson's career kind of end that way. And now he's got a chance to kind of add to that and go out the right way.
I'm really excited for Fulkerson. That's what I wanted to reiterate, too. Like, I feel very much excited for him, whether or not how it plays out come next season. But, like, that would really suck, you know, to end. You didn't get to play in the tournament with the orbital fracture, and then he just didn't have a great season. He had nagging injuries most of the year. And, like, yeah, you want to see him come back and see if he can
get back to his junior season form. And what Brandon said, everything, he hit it right on the head. It's, you know, the experienced leader to help the younger guys. He knows what Rick Barnes expects. He knows the grind and the grit and grind of the SEC. So I love it. I absolutely love it.
It just makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. The second I saw it, I was just overwhelmed with just joy, because I'm not sure if there's ever been a more likable athlete than John Fulkerson. He's just such a good guy. And, you know, he deserves this next year. He deserves to play with Kennedy Chandler and to not be the only big man on the team and to not be forced into, you know, roles that he wasn't comfortable in. And I think, you know, you get him back healthy and you can do more with him now that you have more roster flexibility this year. I think he can have another really good season. It's exciting what's happened with Tennessee basketball this last week. You went from thinking about next year and thinking, we'll have Kennedy Chandler. That'll be fun. We'll be top 25 and, you know, maybe make it to the second weekend. And now, like, you feel really good about at least this roster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that you do see where the potential lies with this team. And again, I think one of the more exciting things about this team, compared to maybe where we were last year, was that last year you knew that you had a collection of talent from athletes, right? You had two great guards coming in, but ultimately the rest of it was left up to what you already had. And this year, and this upcoming season, man, you get a refresh in almost every single department from top to bottom. Not only did you get new assistant coaches coming in, but you got a new point guard, two new big men, a new three-point shooter on the wing, a new lockdown defender who's a guard. I mean, you're bringing a little bit of everything that can help contribute to this team. We knew that Tennessee was a little bit top-heavy in certain areas. We knew that Tennessee wasn't exactly balanced in certain areas this year. Because, again, the two most productive players you brought in, about 50 points per game or so, were both guards, which no knock at it all. But next year, man, you get to bring in a little bit more balance into the rotation. Chance, let me ask you this real quick. Are we able to pull up this video that John Fulkerson announced his commit or his return with?
Yeah, I'll get that for you. Just give me just a little bit, and I will pull that up for you.
Hey, you know what? We'll do this. We will have that in the we'll have it in the next segment of the show. There's a couple of good parts that I think you're really going to want to hear from it, especially like the last 25 seconds or so. It gets you pretty amped up. Man, breaking news, huge. John Fulkerson is returning to Tennessee for this upcoming season. We'll be right back.
It is too special to walk away from.
Vol Nation, I'm back.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the summer morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
No doubt about it. Beautiful morning, one of the better announcements in a long time. In a long time, it's a great video. Hey, you got two and a half minutes of like strong emotion.
What about
heartfelt passion?
Yeah, it's good, and you can hear the passion. I know he's a hometown kid, but I don't know if he made that graphic or if Vol Basketball social media or one of the graphics people who work over there. But I like the end with the Tennessee graphic and the state of Tennessee, Folky forever.
Yeah, man,
that's pretty ballin'.
It's big ballin'. And it we was, kind of
the graphic was. Oh, I just had it. My bad. The graphic was made by Eric Peterson.
Oh, okay.
VFL Films. Shout out.
Oh, very
him.
Cool.
Yeah. So the VFL Films did have
shout
a part
out to
in
you,
that.
Eric Peterson. Well done. Golly, this is awesome news here on a Friday to send you into the weekend. It's big. And again, I'm still thinking about this thought that. You know, again, last year, yes, you brought on talent to the team, but ultimately it was very similar talent. Right? Two very, very talented guards who were so athletic and aggressive. But at the same time, Tennessee did absolutely nothing to fill in the other deficiencies on the roster. Now, you are doing so. You're not just filling in a couple gaps, you're doing the whole thing. I'm really excited, boys. Very excited.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Wow, let's get into the weekend, man. Let's start the party. Let's start celebrating. Well, what time is our game tonight? 6:37?
I believe it's 7 o'clock, right?
It is at 7 o'clock.
Bam. On ESPNU.
On ESPNU.
You don't have to have that pesky SEC Plus.
ESPN.
I don't get
University.
ESPNU, but I do get SEC Plus.
Sucks for you.
ESPN University tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. If you're going to the game, have fun. Be safe. Look out for the legends and be a part of the crowd. We're going to need every bit of it. I can't wait to watch it on TV. Hopefully, you guys are maniacs down there at the stadium today. Woo! Gentlemen, what a show. It's been a fantastic show so far. We've been all over the place. We've had plenty of laughs along the way, but it's not over yet. Let's get into one of our favorite segments here on the show. We close out every show with it. A little if you haven't heard.
If you haven't heard.
Yes, sir.
The Department of Defense has confirmed that leaked photos and videos of UAFs, for those of you uninformed, that's unidentified aerial phenomenon. That's what they like to call UFOs these days. Taken in 2019 are indeed legitimate images of unexplained objects.
Phenomenon is not spelled with an F. Just so you know.
Yeah,
I said UAPs. It's what they call UFOs now. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. UAP.
He did say
you said
that.
P?
He did.
Are you sure he didn't say F?
No, he said P.
He said UAP, but it's
Rick
was ready on you. I like it. I like it.
Isn't it kind of crazy,
I said an F.
by
I
the way,
said
that like 2020 was such a wild year that we just got told by our government that aliens are a thing and nobody blinked an eye? Because there was just too much other absurd stuff happening.
Oh, incredible.
Photos and videos of triangle-shaped objects blinking and moving through the clouds were taken by Navy personnel. Pentagon spokeswoman Sue Goh said in a statement, she also confirmed that the photos of three unidentified flying objects, one sphere-shaped, another acorn-shaped, and one characterized as a metallic blimp, were also taken by Navy personnel.
So you're buying in.
I mean, I've been in, but
oh yeah, we've been on the UFOs.
I mean, me and Chance have been. It's like Doge. We've been in since it was under a cent.
Hold on, Sawyer.
You're late
said,
to the party.
Hold on, Sawyer here on Twitter says he definitely said UAFs. I'm. You guys are making me think I'm crazy, but I swear I'm not. I think
I'll
he said
the
UAFs.
Just in case.
Somebody else tweet in.
We'll scrub it.
I feel crazy right now.
He said UAP. I got your back, Brandon.
I don't know.
Unidentified aerial.
I got another tweet.
Phenomenon.
Noisewater tweets in and he says, check the tape. I heard F as well. LOL.
What is Noisewater?
You guys
know?
Sound like a bunch of snitches.
No, they're right. They're right. Keep it coming. Oh my gosh. I thought I was going crazy right then. I was like, I know I heard F. And phenomenon does not start with an F. Can't wait to check the tape. I need a win. That's why.
Oh, man. Quickly on the way out, this is the question that's been going around on Twitter today. I don't have it if you haven't heard, so I've got the national days. But
okay.
You guys can pick one athlete to ever have an injury-free career from beginning to end. Who are you choosing? Charlie.
Give me – what's his name? How am I blanking on his name? The motivational speaker that comes around
Inky
now.
Inky Johnson.
Inky Johnson. Yeah, give me Inky Johnson.
I was going to say Matt Foley.
You hit the nail on the head with the motivational speaker part. I will go Eric Berry.
I'm surprised you have one, Rick. I thought you liked people getting injured.
I've got a couple.
Just my enemies.
I think the one that you're going to go with, Chance, I won't steal your thunder.
Respect.
But
thank you.
I
wasn't going to go Tennessee.
I'll say.
I know who you're
I'll
going
say
with.
Andrew Luck.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Shut up.
That's
shut up.
Everybody probably knows I'm going to go Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had an amazing career if he wouldn't have. No,
easy answer.
Had the knee injuries.
By the way, AJ Cook also says he said F.
Yeah, because I said UFO.
He said.
No, they're all saying.
He said UFO.
I changed my answer to Marcus Mariota.
They're all saying he definitely said UAF.
Brandon Roy would be a solid pick, too. Grant Hill, Ken Griffey Jr., because I'm a Reds fan.
I do not put Peyton Manning on that list because he won another Super Bowl with Denver, and yeah. That was big until Tom won a Super Bowl with two different teams. He was the only one, so. I think that's good.
A lot of great NBA players that we could go back and say. Grant Hill would have been phenomenal.
The Tennessee side of it is interesting.
Also, Larry
too.
Bird.
Yeah, Larry Legend.
Oh, yeah.
If he wouldn't have had the back injury.
Didn't Tracy McGrady have
Tracy McGrady. Yao Ming would have been very.
I
even,
love Tracy
he would
McGrady.
Have even,
Tracy McGrady and Ken Griffey Jr. They were just.
Yeah, Griff.
They were
for
my
sure,
guys.
Griffey.
If you haven't heard, Rick, this one's for you.
Ooh.
The MLS is back tonight.
I got more important things to do, Charlie. I got a number three baseball team in the country. I don't need to watch no soccer. I'm not living in Europe right now. I'm living in America. I'm going to watch America's pastime.
You guys want to give some score predictions for the ball game tonight or for the series before we hit the weekend?
Oh, yes.
Vols win.
My crystal ball.
I say Vols take all three games.
Why the hell not?
Why the hell not? All three games.
Why the hell not?
And Cheese Dallas shows out tonight. I'm with Logan, though. I think it'd be, he said 5-4. I'll say 5-3. I think they take Saturday 6-1.
Come on.
Sunday 3-2.
Love it.
Give me all three. Might as well. If we're doing it, we're doing
Let's
it.
Let's do yeah. it.
Might as well.
All three. Tonight.
Might as well.
Tonight. Give me 3-1. Tomorrow, give me 5-3. And then Sunday, give me 9-8.
I'm going to go with Tennessee wins all 3 days. I don't even care the score.
Nice.
I'm just going to go they win all 3 days. And by the way, Corey also said he's at UAF.
Brandon.
If he doesn't say all three, just turn his mic off, please.
You all are a bunch of damn sheep.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
Might as well.
I'm going to be real here because that's what I do.
Cut him off.
Real. Vanderbilt takes the series 2 out of 3.
Oh,
I'm gonna
my
say,
God.
I'm going to say Vandy wins tonight, Tennessee wins Saturday, and Vandy wins
well,
on
you
Sunday.
You definitely said UAF's then in that case. Okay, it's okay. Hey. Oh, very
National
nice.
Calendar Days. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work. National Bean Counter Day. National Orchid Day. National Healthcare Decisions Day. National Eggs Benedict Day, and National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, people. It's dirty.
Hey, have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the series. What a show. See you Monday.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he thinks it is. Jamie here at Auburn.